Welcome to the Toy Rewind Podcast with your hosts, the Brothers Newland. Now, let's talk toys.
Hello, everybody. I'm Michael.
I'm John.
And I'm Andrew. And welcome to the Toy Rewind Podcast, just a little place where the three of us like to get together and talk about old classic toys from our childhood. This week, we are rewinding back to 1990, and we're going to talk about a Kenner line called Swamp Thing. This is kind of an interesting little line for me. The whole fact that we have a cartoon on this one, right? There's cartoon.
Toy line. Follows the cartoon. Yeah.
And I was talking to a guy at work today who had no idea what Swamp Thing was. So
at all?
Really?
At all. I had no idea what he was at all. So not just like the line or anything. And I was like, come on, dude. You can't do this to me. Like, we may not be able to be friends. So I'm gonna be like, you're gonna have to listen to the episode when it comes out, learn more about it. So what do you guys got going on? Oh wait, no.
How do you know it's nothing about Swamp Thing? It's like comic book series. There's two movies. There's like a TV series. There's like two different TV series and a cartoon series. And
it hasn't been a big thing for a long time now. I mean, even
I beg to differ, John. Like, Swamp Thing's a pretty big thing though. Like, it may not be. It's not like Superman or Batman, but it's still like, I don't know. It's still mainstream.
There was supposed to be was it a CW show in 2018, 2019, something like that. But it never made it past the first show, the episode one, whatever it's called. What's it called? But yeah, it never made it past the pilot. I don't know.
Yeah, it never made it past the pilot. So yeah, I don't know. Before we can talk about Swamp Thing some more, John, do your thing.
All right, so where to find us? Go over to our websites at toyrewindpodcast.com. You can also check us out at crossthestreamsmedia.com. As always, you can leave us a voicemail on Cross the Streams Media if you'd like to. Email us at toyrewindpodcast@gmail.com. If there's anything you want us to talk about or look up or anything, let us know. Instagram and Twitter is all Toy Rewind Pod. Facebook and YouTube is Toy Rewind Podcast. And that's it now.
That's pretty much it. All right. Before we talk about some more Swamp Thing, before we rewind and get into it, I do want to mention that we didn't have an episode last week because John came to Colorado, came to visit,
right?
Some friends and stuff. I had some boxes John was supposed to bring to me, which he forgot to bring them. Luckily, shout out to Mom and Dad for coming up to Colorado, and they brought these things to me. I want to show off what I got. So first off, I got the pink Batmobile from Uncle Michael,
Uncle Michael.
The pink Batmobile, which is, this is what, a 124, isn't it? Isn't that what the scale is?
Yeah, it's a 24 scale. Yeah.
Yeah, 124. So pretty awesome. Got to figure out where it's going to like brighten up my Batcave back here. Quite a bit. Pretty awesome. And
Jada,
also,
Jada Pink Slips.
It's the Jada Pink Slip. So for those who aren't watching the video, it is a freaking awesome car. And it'll look nice in my Batcave back there. And also I got these. Really excited to have the Backyard Battalions so that we can do our episode about those in the month of April. So I know we're almost to the end of March, but here in a few weeks we're gonna try to record that. And may have a special guest on with us. I'm looking forward to that. So Michael's got his, John's got his, and I got mine. So that'll be coming up. What do you have, Michael? I know you got something new.
Rainey found something, or we found something at Target the other day that she wants me to show and talk about. We found this collab. It is a Netflix Stranger Things pizza box with a Surfer Boy pizza van transformer. So you got Transformers and Stranger Things. So it comes in like this pizza box. Looks like the Surfer Boy pizza. It even says on the side, it says what's in it. It is pineapple plus jalapeno on the box. Yeah,
it's about the size of a like a personal pan.
Yeah, yeah. That's about what size it is.
Just to give it a size reference, yeah.
Yeah. So then you open up the box, like a pizza box, and there's even stains on top of the box. Looks like pizza stains, but if you look, you can see the clock from the season 4 of Stranger Things. There's a Demi Gordon in the stain, and there's even an Autobot. There's a Hellfire Club emblem in there too. If you look at the stain, the stain's just right. You can see all that. It's pretty cool.
All right, Michael. Wait.
What?
Can you just say it again?
The Hellfire Club.
No. Demi what?
The Demi Gordon.
It's Demi Gorgon.
Demi Gorgon. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like a guy named Gordon who goes by Demi. Demi Gorgon.
Demi,
can't even say it wrong. Demi Gordon. That's what you.
Gorgon. Demi Gorgon.
Gordon or Gorgon.
Gorgon.
It's Gorgon. Michael keeps saying Gordon.
Yeah, like Jeff, like a Gordon. Dude.
That's his name. That's the Demi Gorgon's name. Gordon.
Gordon. Okay.
There you go.
But it's it is a Transformer and a little Volkswagen van. Looks just like the pizza, Surfer Boy pizza van with the little, he's even got the little sign on the top on the roof. But the Transformer's name, his name is Code Red, which is said quite a bit during the show. They have a Code Red.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty cool. Randy wanted me to show that. So that's addition to the Transformer collection.
I like the fact that it's in the pizza box. That's kind of cool.
It's going to be in her collection. So
when you first pulled it, when you first showed me and John, and I saw the pizza thing, I thought it was a Turtles thing because it's pizza. And I immediately thought it was a Turtles thing, and then I was like, "Oh no, that's a Surfer Boy." And I was like, "That's Stranger Things." So that's kind of cool.
That's pretty good cool stuff. Piece. So.
John has a new background that he's changed like 3 times since we started recording.
This is actually what it is. So since I had
he's actually in his bedroom. He's moved again.
The background he had a while ago was the brick wall, and I was waiting for the sun filled monsters to start poking through the hole, poking through the wall.
That would have been good.
Yeah. So you can go back and listen to that episode. It's funny. All right.
Well, this week we're talking about Swamp Thing, so it's going to be Green Thing. So this actually works out because this is just after the first episode since St. Patrick's Day, and
Michael's birthday.
Oh no!
The day after St. Patrick's Day. So a happy birthday to Michael from all of us here at Toy Rewind Podcast.
The two of you.
I don't know. Just the two of them. So so it's fitting that we're talking about green stuff on this. So you guys ready to rewind and get into it?
Yeah, let's get going.
Let's do it.
All right, so we're gonna talk about Swamp Thing. This is gonna be this was produced by Kenner and released in 1991. There was some stuff I saw that said 90, but it would have been late 90. Most of it's 90, 91. I know the copyright date on some of this stuff is 1990, but I think it was mostly released through 91. So Swamp Thing, so a little history about Swamp Thing real quick. So Swamp Thing started out as a superhero for DC Comics. His first appeared in 1971. He fights to protect his swamp home, the environment, and humanity from various supernatural or terrorists. His arch nemesis being the sorcerer Anton Arcane, or Dr. Arcane, depending on what source you're reading. Like I said earlier, this has had at least two movies that I know of and a couple of TV series. The original TV series was aired on USA in 89, I think it was. It's one of those cheesy USA shows, if you remember those back in the day. But this line actually follows the cartoon series, which unfortunately the cartoon series only lasted 5 episodes. So
aww.
They had the pilot, the original first episode aired in what was it? It was on Halloween in 1990. And then the other 4 episodes aired in 91, in April of 91. So I think the first, second week of May was the last episode. So it didn't last long at all. So I think NBC was thinking about picking it up and didn't, and it ended up airing the last 4 episodes on Fox, if I remember correctly. So, but anyway, so Swamp Thing, it's been around since 1971, pretty much. So I don't know, like Andrew's friend, I don't know how he doesn't know anything about him.
I don't know. So, like, I mean, I get it if he hadn't seen the cartoon or if he hadn't seen a show or he didn't see the toys or whatever. He had no idea what Swamp Thing was at all. Like, yeah.
Mm-mm. They got Swamp Thing, and then, you know, I like reading these stories or looking at the differences between Marvel characters and DC characters and Marvel characters. And, you know, DC has Swamp Thing. Well, Marvel came out with Man Thing, which was kind of a same kind of creature type thing. but it's just one of those things that they both had to have a character that's similar to each other. But anyway, so this line consists of 12 different figures, 2 play sets, and 3 vehicles. So Swamp Thing himself had 6 different variations of so half the figures in this line were Swamp Things. There was 2 additional good guys that were in the cartoon with them, and then there was 4 bad guys as well that came out of the cartoon. So let's go over the Swamp Things real quick. This is a short line, it won't take us long, but so the first one we're going to talk about is the Bio Glow Swamp Thing.
Before we talk about the actual toys.
Uh-huh. What you want to talk about?
You mentioned the cartoon, and I just want to talk about you specifically texted me and John earlier today and said, make sure you listen to the theme song.
I was
gonna pull it, but I forgot when I got home from work, because I got home from work late. So the theme song is Wild Thing, with the words changed over to be Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously all the words are changed about it, but it's basically Swamp Thing, and I was just like, oh my gosh. It was the best thing.
Yeah, the first ever. When I was researching this, I saw some YouTube stuff, and the first YouTube video I popped up started playing this Wild Thing music. I'm all, what the heck? And then they started singing, I'm all, that's a Swamp Thing. A hero, or so. I don't know. It is the same thing as Wild Thing, but with Swamp Thing and some other lyric. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah,
it's
I actually that's when I texted you. I was like, wait, Wild Thing? Like, I just want to make sure I saw the right thing, and I didn't see something else. Yeah, it's best thing ever I saw today.
That could be why it only lasted 5 episodes. The awful rendition of it's not even a good version of it. Yeah
So if you get a chance, go to YouTube and search Swamp Thing cartoon theme song or something. It deserves a listen. All right,
it does.
On to the toys.
Okay, all right, so we're gonna talk about Bio Glow real quick on this. So this is, now these characters have the Swamp Things pretty much just have 4 points of articulation, the arms and the legs. And then the other figures actually have 5 because their heads turn. So the Bio Glow Swamp Thing, he actually glows in the dark. He's this green, that glow in the dark color. And then he comes with an axe and a mace. And to be in Kenner, they have these things that kind of tie into their other lines as well, or they got ideas from other lines to put in these lines. So this is like the superpowers. You squeeze his legs together and his arms swing up and down, like he's like Flash in the superpowers, where he looks like he's running. Or actually, it's the opposite of that. But anyway, you squeeze his legs together and his arms go back and forth. So you have a mace and an axe that in both hands, and he just swings them as you squeeze his legs. The top of the mace and then the axe part of the axe are both glow in the dark as well. So
now, I do remember this one. I don't know if it was mine or where I remember it from, but I do remember playing with this one. So
we had one of these.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that.
I don't know where we got it. I don't know what we got it for.
I have no clue, but I remember this one.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about some of these lines. We're like, we don't remember these, or we remember seeing them but never had them, but I know this one.
That's what we had after 1990. I don't remember much about because I was already getting into other things.
you were too awesome toys.
Yeah. So sadly. Anyway, all right. Except that's yeah. Okay. So next we have camouflage swamp thing. So he has he's all brown except for his head and his chest. You know, it's all green. Well, if you use cold water, it turns that green part into brown. So he camouflages himself to match he blends in with the surroundings is what he's supposed to do. So you use cold water to make that change. And about that time, color changing things was a big deal. He comes with this snare. It looks like a big stick, but it has a rope that goes through it, and you can you kind of loop it out, and you can snare somebody, and you pull at the other end and tighten it up like you're catching somebody with it. So that's his weapon. These all come with little weapons as well.
Uh-huh. There was two versions of this one.
The one
came out in actual 90 and one in 91, I know for sure. Okay. The second version, the green is not as detailed. It's just like the other one had the drop going down it and stuff.
Yeah.
And this one you're showing.
This is the one when you put that other picture up, kind of threw me off a little bit, but this is the one that I was looking at. The first one you were showing, it has more green down his arms and stuff too. So,
right.
So both of them, when you use that cold water, it turns that green into a brown color. So it all matches his whole, and he kind of blends into the trees. So, all right. So next one we have is Swamp Thing Capture. So this one actually has an arm that stretches out. It's on a string. He has a net that hooks to his arm, and another end of that something on his hand. And when he stretches out, it puts this big net out, and you scoop up whatever you want with the net, and you press a button on his back, and it reels his hand back in, and like he's catching somebody something with the net. So kind of like fishing, like a fish net. This guy also comes with the net. It's an organic net, is what it's called, because he's a natural character, I guess. And he has a club. It's a cypress club. It just looks like a baseball bat with thorns on it or something. Spikes. That's what it looks like. Yeah. So, let's see. What else does he have? Yeah, so his arm actually comes back in when you squeeze his leg. So it's another deal where you squeeze his legs. It reels his arm back in with that net like he's catching something. All right, so next we have is Swamp Thing Climbing, the climbing swamp thing.
Hit the wrong button, hold on.
Uh-oh, come back up here.
Beep, 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 beep. Wrong button, John.
Yeah, I know.
There we go. Come on. Now you got it. All right, so this guy here has he has like this long rope, and it's got a hook to it. So he can use this to hook up in a tree, and he can use the rope to climb up or whatever. I think it kind of slides between them, and he kind of slides in between the rope back and forth. Because he's kind of hollow.
He's kind of hollow.
Yeah, he's like he's like a bunch of cypress. So with those trees the that are out in the swamps and the bayous that you can kind of see in between, kind of intertwined with each other. That's what he looks like.
His legs are one, like his torso is kind of a different one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they all kind of mesh in together, but you know, that's what it kind of looks like.
Yeah. So this rope kind of goes between them, and he can he can slide from one place to the other on that rope. That he also has a Bayou staff and a shield of reefs. So he's got this shield of sticks together that are all tied together. So
would you say it was a shield of what?
Reefs. R-E-E-F-S.
It's reeds.
So, is it reeds?
Yes. Yeah, scroll up just a little bit, John.
Shield.
Oh, I see. Reeds. So what I wrote
was R-E-E-D-S.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I guess what I was I was getting my info from had a
That's cramp. You know.
I'm all that's kind of weird. I know there's no reefs in the bayou, it's off in the ocean somewhere.
Kind of an interesting, yeah.
But okay, whatever. So I wrote down what I was reading there. So it was a mistype, I guess. So,
it's all good.
I was copying it from. So anyway, so he's got, like I said, he's got the rope and grappling hook that goes with it. So all right, so now we have the Swamp Thing snap up.
Okay.
What? You want to go back?
Oh, No. Swamp Thing snap up. That's fine.
The snap up. Okay, John, you got snap up. All right. So this one's kind of interesting because his whole body comes, his arms and his legs and the arms were at the shoulders and at the elbows, they all come apart. His knees and his hips come apart and you kind of just ball them up and then you press a button on his back and because they're all connected with a string, it zips them back up into form. So it's like he's balled up in the ground in a bunch of leaves or whatever, and then when you hit his button, he pops back into shape.
I was envisioning magnets, but then when you were like, you hit a button and he comes back together, I was like, how the heck the magnet's going to do that?
No, but he's all connected with strings. Yeah.
Like he's all connected, and then
and he just forms back together. He comes with a long bazooka that launches a giant tree limb. So it's like a hollow log that shoots another tree limb out of it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, yeah.
Like, and it's got like a hook at one end.
Yeah. It's like a hook at the end of it. So it's not like,
it actually looks like a claw, like one of the claw machines. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of his stuff are like claw looking stuff. You can see that in the vehicles too, that he's got that. So, that's what the snap up guy is there. So it's interesting. Some of these gimmicks they have with this guy. Okay. So the Swamp Thing snare arm, I think this was the main one that, cause everything I saw, they always had this snare arm. So he actually has, just like the net one, his hand stretches out and he will, like he's grabbing something. If you watch the cartoon, his arm, you know, because he's a big vine and he just stretches out. So that's what this is. It's on a string and then you squeeze his legs together and it pulls the string back in and his hand comes back. And that's the same. It's almost the exact same thing as the net that we just talked about a while ago. The capture one. Yeah, with the net. But this guy also comes with a monster trap. So as you're bringing your bad guy bike in, after you grabbed him, you kind of reel him in over this monster trap and it grabs it. So it looks like it looks like some kind of, I don't know, if you look at it one way, it looks like a frog with a big head. But if you look at it another way, it looks like a deer head with funky-looking like antlers or something. Yeah, a skull or something. But it's like a bear trap. It snaps closed.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So, yeah. So that's what that is. It's just a big
trap. It's all green, though. He's all green in that one.
It's all green. So that's the six different Swamp Things we've got. Well, all right.
He's been in the gym a few times. Look at those calves. He's got some serious calves there, man.
He's been lifting stuff. Yeah, pushing.
He's doing squats down underneath the swamp.
Squats. Yeah.
It's he's walking through that swamp water. You know,
that's probably it.
Bogged down. Kind of pulls on you.
Your feet stuck in the mud. Yeah, at least you didn't have shoes to worry about getting shoes stuck in the mud and pulls it off your foot. So, All right, there's two more. There's two more good guys in this line. There's Bayou Jack, and he is a he's actually a Vietnam vet. Actually, is what his background is. And he comes with this blaster, this water swamp water blaster. So what it is, it's a big blaster that sits on his back like a backpack, and it's this the squeezable rubber stuff, and it has a tube where you stick it, and at the end of the tube is this little blaster where you stick it in water after you squeeze it, and it sucks all the water in it, and then you can use it to squirt water at your other figures, at the bad guys. So again, there was another figure from Kenner that had this same type of thing. I don't remember what it was. We talked about it. But anyway, there's several figures throughout the years that had this kind of gimmick where it sucks the water up, then you squeeze it and shoots the water out. So that's his deal. The next there is Tomahawk. He's a Native American, and he lives down in the swamps as well. He has a swift shot crossbow, which the crossbow and the arrow is almost bigger than he is. It's like shooting an airplane or something. It looks like
I was about to say huge. That is a huge arrow. The arrowhead itself is like the size of his torso almost.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
How do you even hold that up?
I don't know. He's Indian. He's strong. He can do it.
He's a Native American.
He's now Native American. Yeah. But yeah, his name is Tomahawk. So that's the other two bad guys, or good guys. Sorry, that's the other two good guys.
What was the other one? Sorry, what was the other one's name?
Bayou Jack.
Bayou Jack.
Yeah, Bayou Jack. Excuse me. I got a tickle in my throat. Okay, so trying to. So that's the two good guys along with Swamp Thing. So the bad guys, there's four bad guy figures. So we're going to start with the leader, Anton Arcane. He is a evil scientist leader and with a spidery biomask. Now, all these bad guys have biomask, which goes over their heads. And if you remember, it reminds me of another Kenner line called The Real Ghostbusters. They kind of look like finger puppets, but they go over the guys' heads and make them look bigger and meaner than what they really are.
Yeah.
So Anton Arcane, he has a spider biomask. All these figures have glow-in-the-dark eyes, and their biomask, once they put the biomask on, the biomask eyes is also glow. So he comes with these. Yeah, these are cool. So they come with like a cane, and it's got a little skull on top of the cane. But this picture on the card up there looks like it's a happy looking spider when you look at it.
It does.
It's like he's having fun running through the swamp, I guess. But the actual figure itself looks evil. But,
because they didn't curve the bottom of the lip like they did in the picture.
Yeah.
That artist was like, it was a happy spider.
The artist with the eyes. Happy little spiders. Yeah.
So. And just think about these, though. If you're sitting here and they're in your room, you walk in there and all these little eyes are glowing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what that's why I said I definitely would like these, because I think that would be cool just to scare some people.
But he's got, and he's kind of a purple, got purple skin. In the cartoon, I think when he gets some kind of this chemical on him, he's like a human, but then it changes his, it kind of melts his face and he turns purple. So he's kind of a purple color, and let's see. And then the spider's purple. It's the evil looking spider helmet he's got. All right. So the next guy we have is Dr. Demo. He's an evil snake doctor, and kind of guess what his biomask is. It is a serpent is what it is. So it makes him look like a spider when he puts it on. All these guys, these bad guys in the cartoon are called Unmen, is what they're called. So,
if you painted his arms to where he had sleeves on,
uh huh,
and then you change the color of his shirt, because his shirt is black and his pants are red. You change the color of his shirt to red and brown stripes, and you change the hat to brown. It's Freddy Krueger. He looks like Freddy Krueger with fangs.
I think you're stretching a little bit, but yeah, he could be.
I'm not. A few small changes. I could do this in Photoshop, and like Aaron could do this in Photoshop in 2 seconds. Yeah. It would take me about 4 minutes.
But all right, so he's Dr. Demo. He's got a he's an evil snake doctor, and he's got a serpent bio mask. He also comes with a voodoo doll of Swamp Thing, and of course, he's got glow in the dark eyes, and his bio mask has glow in the dark eyes as well. So, but yeah, the voodoo doll is a little green doll with the, looks like he's got a noose around his neck, and he's just hanging there when you hold on to it. So, and it's actually in the cartoon too. So if you watch the cartoon, you see that same voodoo doll in the cartoon. So,
he looks like a Swamp Thing monkey, because that looks like a tail.
Kind of does a little bit, but. But yeah, you could tell there's a little Bayou Louisiana, Southern Louisiana thing going on with these figures. So,
well, also, I'm impressed.
Where else are you talking about swamp?
Yeah,
Florida.
I'm impressed by the details here, because even little voodoo doll Swamp Thing has some serious calves going on.
Yeah, and there's a lot of details in the figures. You know, in the, like you see on his, so you can see the arms. It kind of looks like a snake skin almost. You can see it. He's got fangs like a snake. But he's got this cool top hat going on too on him. All right, let's get to the next guy. It's Skin Man. So he's like a ghoulish zombie. And his bio mask, there you go. His bio mask is a fang bat. It just looks like a big bat. So he kind of looks like, kind of the figure himself. Kind of looks like, reminds me of Gollum.
I was gonna say that looks like Gollum.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. He's all skinny. He's got these big hands, long fingers.
This thing is crawling around. This is Gollum.
His eyes are kind of bulgy a little bit, and he's got a skinny bald head. He's his clothes that he has, whatever's left of his clothes, is all tattered. But yeah, and then he's kind of got web feet a little bit too. Yeah, so you put this bat thing on his head, and he's got wings coming out of the side of his head.
The only real color we have here, so we've got a bunch of like colors of gray, a little bit of like muted green, and then the bat has the reddest tongue ever. Like, that's the only real color that you have in this.
Kind of like Venom with the red tongue. It looks like, but yeah, and he's got glow in the dark eyes. The figure and the mask both have glow in the dark eyes. So, and he comes with a what does he come? Oh, a pickaxe is what he's got. So,
oh, I didn't even see that there. It's so dark, like it just blends right in.
Yeah, it's like a dark, dark gray color, and you can barely see it in the packaging because it's back of the card is so dark.
The back of the card's black, yeah.
So, all right, so one last bad guy here, one last figure to talk about is called Weed Killer. And, of course, Swamp Thing's made out of weeds, I guess.
Can he come to my front yard?
I don't know if you want to come looking like that or not. So, Weed Killer is a herbicide sprayer, and he's got a bog sucker bio mask. It looks kind of like a leech or something is what it looks like. So he's got this little sprayer, this little hand sprayer that you pump to spray the weeds. Remember the old timey pump sprayer things? Have you seen those?
Yeah.
And again, he's got glowing dark eyes. The figure itself looks somewhat like a Foot Clan guy. Doesn't he, Andrew?
Yeah, he does. Like, he's got this, because I guess it's his gas mask.
Kind of like a gas mask with the eyes. Yeah.
But then he's got the suit, which is, I mean, it's orange and not purple, but because of his eyes out of the gas mask or whatever, he does. He looks like part of the Foot Clan.
Yeah. And out of all these little biomass they all have, this one actually looks more like a Ghostbuster ghost than the rest of them do.
Yeah. It does.
So, yeah. So, but you can tell that's where they got that feature from. It's like the feature for Swamp Thing where he squeezes legs and he does stuff. I mean, they fall back on different toy lines to get their ideas. So, but all right. So that's all the figures there. So that's 12 figures. So let's talk about the play sets real quick. So the Swamp Trap is actually Swamp Thing's home. Now, this is a pretty cool piece. I really like this out of the play sets. You know, it's just a small, simple little play set. It's like this mound in the middle of the swamp. It's got a little tree up above it. Kind of gives you the vibe from Dagobah, from the Yoda playset, kind
of. I'm getting some Shrek vibes out of this, too.
You get some Shrek vibes, maybe, yeah. Because you get the mound, and then you have yellow flowers on it.
Yeah.
That are actually, they're separate pieces. You put those in the little holes to make it. So it's like the only playset that I know of made for boys that has flowers on it. So. but it has this tree, or what's left of a tree, and it has a snare. Let's see, what's it called? A vine snare is what it's called. So it's like a vine, but it's actually a rope. And you use it to catch your bad guys. And when you're reeling them in to the playset, there's a big Venus, there's a giant Venus flytrap at the bottom of the base of the playset. And as you bring your guy around it, you have a little button on the side, and the Venus flytrap opens and closes. So you can kind of snag your guy, your bad guy, with that Venus flytrap. So that's a pretty cool little piece. It's got a little button on the side that opens and closes the mouth. But the cool part about this is on the top of it, it's not solid on top. It's actually got a foam, and it's like cut in little wedges. So when you put your guy on the top of it, it can go down inside there, like he's sinking down in the bog, sinking down in the swamp.
Interesting.
And then on the back, if you look from the back side, once your guy's underneath there, he's on a little plat. You can put him on this little platform and raise him up, and he looks like he's coming out of the swamp. So it's a pretty cool piece. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And I don't think you got a picture of the backside, but yeah, it's just open on the backside. You put your figure in there on this little stand, and you raise that stand, and it comes up through the little foam. And the foam is green, so it looks like it's just moss or whatever. And it's like it's just coming right out of the moss. It's pretty cool.
I like the picture, the box on the picture, who has somebody stuck in the Venus flytrap part that's there.
Yeah. You
know, and then the snare around his leg, and Swamp Thing is like squatted down behind the log or the tree. None of these Swamp Thing figures can squat like that, because none of them
right.
No.
But I, you know, it's just, that's how he would stand there. You know, they were running out of box room.
Yeah. So, but I think this is a pretty cool piece. I like this.
Also, I don't know if you guys noticed all of these, the artwork on the cards and like this box here, very much out of the 80s, with the large Swamp Thing face in the background just staring off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like those pictures.
It's like those photos.
The photos you get back in the 80s where it's got a picture of you, and off to the side of your head is a picture of your other another direction at you. Yeah.
That's exactly what I get. So directly out of the late 80s there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. all right. So the second playset is called the Transducer. This is a biomutator that changes men into monsters. So it's like a,
what did you call it?
The transducer.
Okay.
What do you think? It's about just that?
A transducer. Like, it's, I don't know.
The word deuce makes called.
Me laugh.
That's what it's called.
So, all right. So this is what the what Arcane put the these bad guys that we these other figures on there. If you watch the cartoon, they're like kind of normal type men, and they put them on here, and he changes them into what they look like with their biomasks on. So that's what they look like in the cart. That's where they come from in the cartoon. So, but in order to do that here, they just put a little mask over them. Well, this is you put them on this. You put your guy on this little table. You strap them in because there's little straps on there. You strap it in. You close the lid. It looks like a like a charcoal grill or something. You just close over the top of it. Now there's a little handle on the side. You turn the handle, and it flips the table over. And when it flips over on the other side, there's like this mantis looking figure. So it's like a praying mantis, a monster looking praying mantis. So you turned your figure into a into an evil monster is what it is. So
no, you've transduced your figure.
You transduced. And what's cool, if you look at the handle, there's some green slimy looking stuff in there. So yeah. When you turn it, the slime moves around inside there. It's like a liquidy. It's not really. It's not as thick as slime, but it's not water.
I assume it goes all the way into the bottom part, because if you see like the bottom part that's gold, or I guess technically in this, it's the top part. But when you turn it, that becomes the bottom, and it goes down there like it's gone into the machine and it disappears.
It turns, right.
But it hasn't really gone anywhere. It just goes to the bottom part and it's hidden. You can't see it.
So it kind of sloshes around, and you see it drip down inside there and disappear like it's being injected into the guy. And then you open it up, and you open it up and you have this monster. So that's that little playset there. So
I would like to make the request to the world. Please, nobody ever transduce me.
And this looks like a similar to a playset that I don't know if we've talked about it, or I've seen it somewhere else that was different aligned than this one. But it's got a similar function as that, and I'd have to find that and see. But I've seen something else that does something similar to this. So, all right. So that's two playsets in the series. So let's go. Let's talk about the vehicles real quick. There's three vehicles to go over. So we'll talk about the bad guy one first. The Bayou Blaster. So this is the villain vehicle. It has a firing torpedo and thrashing blades. So it's more like a swamp boat with tracks underneath it. So I don't know why. And the swamp boat's got the big propeller on the back of it to make it go across the swamp, but they had to put tracks under it to get across land or something. I don't know, but it wouldn't work good in the water if you had the tracks under it. I don't know. So, but that's what they came up with. So, the front of it has these thrashing blades, and there's a little lever on the back that you toggle back and forth, and it would make it go back and forth, kind of like trimmers or something, like when you're cutting your hair trimmers or whatever, your beard trimmer. This little thing that goes side to side. That's what this does. I think he uses it in the cartoon to cut down trees. Is what it is. So, and then there's, they also has a missile on the front that he can shoot. This is a torpedo is what it is. Firing torpedo. So the next one we have is a marsh buggy. The last two, vehicles are both good guys, swamp thing, vehicles. So the marsh buggy looks like a large mud buggy, and it actually looks like it's made out of mud. So it's just a big hunk of moss and mud that has an engine on the back of it and a propeller, just like the swamp boat we just saw. But this one's a lot bigger. It has giant grabbing claws on the front of it, so which are like tree limbs. The back of it has that propeller. It actually spins, but when you press the propeller in, that's what makes the claws on the front of it grab. So like you're chasing down your bad guy and then you press the button, it opens up, and you let go of the button, it closes and grabs whatever it's grabbing. So this guy's got 6 off-wheel road tires on it. So it's like 6-wheel
drive. Where does he get new tires from?
I don't know. Maybe he gets it from a rubber tree. So it is the exhaust pipes on the engine look like bamboo shoots, looks like. That's what it looks on the back back there. But in the front of the card art, the box art, again, has the big face in the background. But it's got him, it's got swamp thing in the inside driving the buggy, and he's got somebody, and he's like, he's going, yeah, I got you, you know, with his hand, his fist up in the air, and he's got the big smile on his face. So yeah, it's a pretty cool piece. So
I think the artwork looks better than the actual vehicle.
Yeah, yeah. But you can see details. You can see all the details that they put into this thing, though. They put a lot of thought into this line to get it looking
right. I'm confused about the cockpit area, because it's got the bars that come up. It looks like there would be windows there, right?
Yeah.
But then he sits behind that, and his arms don't really, like, it's just a, I feel like it would be better without the little window area, like if it was just open.
Well, you got to have a roll bar or something is what it is, in case he rolls
over. Yeah, he's not in the roll
bar. He's not in the roll bar.
He's too big to sit. And there's no steering wheel or anything in there either. So,
yeah,
I think since it's made out of organic.
He's just willing it to go wherever it needs to go. Yeah. Turn left.
Turn right. It's made out of organic material, and he's organic material, so he just kind of combines with it and tells it, hey, we're going to go this way, that way.
He just kind of fits right there, you know. He just sits right. Yeah. Look at
this picture is horrible. The anime or the graphic one where the drawing looks one way, and then you see the car or whatever. But this looks horrible. Yeah, it just doesn't work. I don't know.
You can tell that he does not fit in.
Yeah,
that vehicle. It looks like a G.I. Joe vehicle that they just threw mud on.
Does
it does resemble a G.I. Joe vehicle? Yeah. All right. So one more last vehicle. You got the Bog Rover. And this one's just a small, it looks like a big old engine on top of some tracks. On the front of it has some skis, and it's got a big launching grappling missile on the front of it. So you got the swamp thing. He stands on the front of it, and when he turns the gun, the grappling missile gun, the skis on the front also kind of turn with you. So, and it's got this huge engine on the back of it, and with like a jet turbine engine on the back, and it makes it go really fast. So you're like skidding across the swamp with it or something.
This looks like a Skylander vehicle to me.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I know we haven't talked about those yet, but yeah, this looks like a Skylander vehicle.
Yeah, so you got the launching grappling missile, the skis. I said the skis were up front. There's tracks on the back, so it's not just wheels, it's actually tracks. And then there's a turbo blaster engine is what it's called on there. So, and they don't really do anything, it's just there. So, but the biggest thing on this has that launching grappling missile that shoots. So,
yeah. The best part about this one is he fits. John's zooming in on the face. It's just that it looks like that belongs on like Mount Rushmore or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just staring off. Yes,
he actually fits into this one. His hands are
it's much better perfect
for the steering.
Yeah.
It's much better on this one. So,
and I was looking at a video on this. If you look where he stands, the mold around where his feet are is just made perfect for his feet to fit in too. So.
Perfect. So it's going to help him stay there a little better.
If you watch the cartoon, this vehicle is in the cartoon, but it's driven by a Tomahawk. So he's the one that drives it.
No. So. Poor Tomahawk didn't get it in the toy line, though.
Hmm. Yeah. Or is it Bayou? Maybe it was Bayou Jack. One of the two. And then if you watch we're talking about the transducer with the mutated the mutated praying mantis. You watch the cartoon, Bayou Jack turns into that praying mantis. So it all ties back into the cartoon.
But it all ties into the cartoon.
And when you're looking at the praying mantis, the body part, you can see that, like the chest piece, it looks just like Bayou Jack's chest as well. So that's where that praying mantis comes from.
So that's all of them, right?
So that's all the figures. That's all the vehicles. There was supposed to be a second series planned.
Okay.
But since the cartoon failed, and then the line actually started fading away because the cartoon wasn't really there to help sell it. But Kenner had made plans already, so they put these figures. They headed in the Toy Fair catalog that they showed at Toy Fair. There was a second series planned, and it was, like I said, it was for the Toy Fair catalog for 1992, but they were never produced. So there was a constricting Swamp Thing. He had tree branch weapons. I think we actually have pictures of from that. Here we go. So this guy actually would grab onto you and pull you towards his chest and kind of constrict you.
Like a boa constrictor.
Yeah, like a boa constrictor. But if you look at him, especially his feet, it looks like it was standing in a pile of poop or something, is what it looks like.
It does.
But he's got these feet
were transduced.
Yeah, and then he's got these tree branch weapons. So it just looks like he's holding tree branches he's going to swat somebody with or something. I don't know. So, yeah.
Just swat him like a fly.
He's a little different. And then there was one bad guy, one unman.
Wait.
Okay, what?
The description or whatever is right above that picture, John, says turd-like feet.
Oh, it does.
It does.
Well, that's the description the person who put the picture up is describing.
Not in the actual magazine, but it's like on the website. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was like tearing up over here.
All right.
All right,
you're good. So we're going to go to the only bad guy that was in this. Or actually, no, there's two bad guys. Sorry. So the bad guy, his name was Scorcher. His body is actually the same as the Scorcher from the RoboCop line. So they didn't even change it. They used the same name as the RoboCop.
The name.
The only thing that was changed was the head. So... because he's got this little alien-looking head on him, but if you look at him, it's the exact same figure, so just kind of a little bit different color, more red than purple than the. And we hadn't talked about the RoboCop line yet either, but yeah, anyway, that's how
they used it for different things.
Yeah, so these guys, like I said, these are like prototypes, and they had to come up with ways to put them out there to promote them. And if there was enough interest in them, then they would probably produce them. But there wasn't any interest in them. But to get that out there, they had to find something besides coming up with something new to get it out there. So they actually used the same figure as the Scorcher from RoboCop, just changed the head sculpt.
Looks like they got the same weapon. They just changed the actual like projectile that comes out of it.
Yeah. No, the weapon's different.
Is the weapon different?
The weapon is different than what the RoboCop guy had. The weapon also came from the RoboCop line, but he came with Claw Callahan from that line as well. So it came from a different figure, but it was from the RoboCop line. And what it is, it's a... what is it called? It's a... a long-range Ultra Claw. So it's just like this gun that shoots a claw out, and it has a line to it, so it'll pull you back in once you shoot it and catch something.
Inspector Gadget does not approve.
It's like Inspector Gadget, but like I said, they used and what's funny is they didn't even change the name of the guy; they just kept the same name. So
hey, check it out. It's Scorcher.
Scorcher, but he's got this claw, so it doesn't have. Yeah, I don't know. So
I mean, Scorcher's probably better than Claw. Or...
I guess so. I don't know.
You know.
All right. So the next figure we have Alligator Swamp Thing. So this Swamp Thing actually transformed into an alligator. So you kind of flip his head around, and he just he flip his head around and his
flip,
chest.
You just flip it.
Just flip it up, and his chest turns into the nose and eyes of an alligator. That's all this is. He came with a gun made out of a log, so I don't know what you shoot out of it, but it's just a log. It's like the swamp thing. Just say go the constricting swamp thing. He just had sticks that he fought with. I don't think this line would have cut it very well once it actually got made. But
this one was used in G.I. Joe, right?
Yes. So this figure was actually later used, and they actually did make this figure. It just wasn't Swamp Thing, but they actually made it used in the G.I. Joe Mammals line. So I don't know what. I mean, that had been
after.
I think
the green one on here is the G.I. Joe Mammal. The brown one's the Swamp Thing.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess that happened after Hasbro bought Kenner, which was right after all this came out. So what would we say? It was 92, I think that happened.
Yeah.
91, so, yeah. So they actually used this actually did get made, but it was for the G.I. Joe line and not Swamp Thing line. And they have different colors to it. So
it's still cool. I don't know. I like that one. I like that the idea of it. Like, all right, we're gonna do something a little different.
It is a little different, a little cool, but the gun log with a log gun is just stupid. I don't know what it shoot acorns.
He shoots acorns.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah. Chip and his brown color kind of looks like Sasquatch more than Swamp Thing.
It really does.
Right.
He looks like a scaly Sasquatch.
Yeah.
And
since he turned an alligator, his legs and stuff are scaly like an alligator. So that's where that comes from.
His scales where the mouth is, it looks like he's wearing overalls.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Or suspenders. I think you got suspenders. Okay, so the last figure that wasn't made at all is the Defoliator Arcane. So this is the same figure as Toxic Waster from the RoboCop line. So they dug into that RoboCop line quite a bit to come up with these other guys. So the only difference is, you know, everything's exactly the same. The weapons, everything's the same except for the head sculpt. The head sculpt has the arcane head sculpt, but it's more of a pink color than it was. What was the other one? Was purple.
Purple.
So it's kind of a different shade. It's a lighter shade, like a pink almost. He actually still had the same, had a water firing weapon to replicate shooting chemicals out of a toxic waste barrel. So. Like I said, it's the exact same thing as the Toxic Waster from the RoboCop line, even, you know, all the way down to the backpack and the water. It's another water squirter accessory is what it is.
It's not water, but
it makes it look
waste.
Like you're just like you're squirting chemicals or some toxic waste at people. So
yeah.
But that's it. Those four weren't ever made. I think it's cool how, you know, you kind of see how toy companies dig into other things to come up with new product, like prototypes and stuff like that. You can see that more because they dug into the RoboCop line to get pieces to see if they can sell more of this line, and it didn't happen. So,
yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's see where you guys place this on your list. So far, we've got five things on the list. Big Jim, ColecoVision, Mighty Ducks, Captain Power, and the Soldiers of the Future, and Ring Raiders. Not the worst toy that we've talked about, just the worst toy we've talked about in this round, Ring Raiders. So where do you guys place this on your lists?
I'm gonna put this number two. I like it. It's a pretty cool little line.
Number two for Michael, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it number one because it's something I remember. We played, like I said, the glow in the dark one we played with. I'm gonna throw it up there.
I'm actually gonna go number two.
The actual line is actually really good. Just sure about the ones that didn't come out.
Yeah, and they might have updated that better once if they actually would have sold some of that product or had more interest in it. So yeah,
right.
What's funny, Andrew?
I'm gonna go number deuce also. I'm gonna go number two also on this. The vehicles are kind of waiting.
Go number two on it.
I actually like the vehicles. They're really cool, except for the weird part about the buggy?
The transducer.
The mud buggy. Well, the transducer needs a new name, okay? The actual machine is cool, but it needs a new name. The mud buggy needed some little tweaks to it. Would have been better, but I like the vehicles. The figures, I mean, for Swamp Thing himself, they're all basically the same. Just a few little things, little variations, which are cool. I like them. It was just... The vehicles are what did it for me, you know, and like the swamp trap and everything like that. So
I'm gonna go
number two on this also.
I like the play sets is what I liked on this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely a cool, even though it's a small line, and it sucks that the cartoon didn't do well because maybe we would have gotten more. They could have definitely gotten a lot more out of this. And if they redid it now, just think what they could have done with the toy lines that we have now and all the different stuff would be awesome. But you know, Swamp Thing. You never know what's going to happen with him. You never know who you're going to run into. That's never heard of Swamp Thing. Right. People that you've worked with for almost 2 years, and then you're like, "Who are you? I don't even know who you are," because you've never heard of Swamp Thing. So, this is a cool line. Even though it's small, I kind of like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So, anything else we want to add about this one? Talk about it. What do you want to do? I wish I had the theme song to play. I didn't download it like I was going to. I just forgot. But it basically is like Swamp Thing. It's pretty funny. You know, like Wild Thing. Just think about go watch Major League, and when he comes out playing Wild Thing, just scream Swamp Thing, and that's basically what it is. So, you guys know what episode number this is?
138.
138. We are so close to 140. It's like it just two away. We're gonna get there and we're gonna beat the Dorksmen, and it's gonna be great. It's gonna be better. If you had just started listening to this episode and you're at this point, please go check out our social medias. Also rewind the episode and listen to the actual episode and see what you think. Because I mean, talking about Swamp Thing is pretty cool. Like I said, pretty cool little line. Go watch the cartoon. You can probably watch it on YouTube. It'll probably take you an hour to watch all five episodes. Because, I mean, they're probably 21 minutes. It'll take you a little, an hour and a half. Yeah. An hour and a half. You watch all five episodes. And you'll have the entire storyline. Or maybe it ends with something weird. Did you watch it, John?
No.
No,
I watched the storyline that they had out there.
Watched the intro, and that was it. That's as far as I got.
Thanks for listening to episode 138. We talked about Swamp Thing, released in the 1990-1991 by Kenner, with only 4 points of articulation. It's all good. And go check out those social medias.
Well, only half anything of them else, had guys? 4 points. The other half had 5 points of articulation.
Oh, because their necks moved?
Yeah, their heads moved. They spun around.
All right. Thanks for listening. And on behalf of the brothers at the Toy Rewind, on behalf of the brothers new at the Toy Rewind podcast, play on. Yeah.
You've been listening to the Toy Rewind Podcast. Follow and join in the conversations at toyrewindpodcast.com.
This has been a Cross the Streams Media Podcast.